Coddersill's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Let's talk Everton with Pez from the Blue Room. Morning to you, Pez.
Morning.
Right, Everton reportedly closing in on a deal for Nigerian striker Henry Onikuru. Has he been on your radar? He's played at Eupen for a while. He was a top scorer in the Belgian Super League last season. But do you know anything about him? Had you heard of him before?
I'd heard of him, yeah, because I honestly thought, if I'm honest, I thought Arsenal tied them up. Not signed them, but I thought hearing over the last few weeks that Arsenal were tying them up. So I know West Ham were after him as well. So to see this story break yesterday, I was massively surprised and obviously massively impressed of the swiftness that Everton had gone to complete it. Some didn't look like they were in the picture at all and have come from nowhere and looks like they've got it tied up. And as Evertonians are good investigators, we were on his Instagram last night and on his Instagram, we found his Instagram and on his Instagram was a picture of him with the Everton badge at Finch Farm. And also, like, you know, on Instagram you can do the videos as well, videos of him on the jet flying over. And putting that, like, the little tag at the bottom saying that he was in Liverpool.
Well, that's a giveaway.
So, you know, the club, it must be terrible for the clubs nowadays because they try and keep it as quiet as they can. I mean, the Sandro deal is the biggest one, isn't it? Everton haven't said a word about it yet. He hasn't signed. So it must be.
Has he not been photographed in an Everton shirt?
Which, Sandro? No, not at all.
No.
Still open to debate whether he will ever be photographed.
Surely he's just completing a tournament, and after the tournament, he'll go, right, now I'll switch my attention to being an Everton
player. Well, I really hope so, but we won't know that out till probably Saturday because the final's on Friday, so we won't know. But hopefully, but some people told us a week ago that it was done and dusted, and it's not done and dusted. So
did he play last night? I didn't watch it. He did play last night.
Yeah.
How did he play?
I didn't watch all of it, but the bits I did see, he got himself about, and I seen him in the game against Portugal, and he looks a good player, and what he does look like is a centre-forward that brings other players into the game, drops in deep, so he's completely different from Romelu Lukaku. There's another story for you in a minute. This lad puts himself about, goes left for right, right from left, likes to bring midfielders into the game, and then joins back up with the action. If Everton can sign him, and obviously last night there was talk about Real Madrid coming in for him and then the president denied it, but just because the president denies they're after someone doesn't mean they're not after someone. So we'll have to wait and see. I know Everton have put a lot of hard work into it, and if it did fail at the last minute, then it would be pretty demoralising.
There's a seed of doubt in there for you.
I'm
quite confident that you will get your player there.
Well, there's a seed of doubt because I know it's not done. I know it's not 100% done because until a footballer puts that signature on that piece of paper, it's not done. Anything can happen. People, you know, and I know that's why the club try and keep it as quiet as it can, because all these leaks, you know, whether it be from the player, from fans, they really can, you know, alert other bodies to come and try and pinch someone. So until it's actually done, I won't sort of start celebrating that we've got a player in.
Nothing's done in secret these days.
No.
I can't remember who I was talking to yesterday. It was Neil Atkinson. And we were saying about Liverpool. There's no surprises with Liverpool. You don't expect any surprises. You've known about all their transfer target names for months.
Yeah.
And I sort of get the sense that's the way with a lot of football clubs now. Everton don't really throw surprises at you.
Well, I mean, the one yesterday I was surprised with, but a lot of them...
The Belgian one?
Yeah, yeah.
But then he's not going to be playing straight away.
But that's not a name that really has come on to being linked with Everton. But some of them, yes, you do see the likes of someone like Michael Keane, and you think, well, yeah, that's 6 months in the making. Because these deals are multi-million pound deals, and I suppose in any industry... You know, you would have to advertise the fact, but there'd have to be a lot of negotiations between the parties, the three parties, what was happening. So, you know, you try your best, but then if the player himself is going on something like Instagram or Twitter and dropping hints of where he is and what he's doing, then the club can't really do anything.
Right, you said you had a story for me. Was this about Romelu Lukaku?
It was, yeah. He's posted a video overnight. Obviously, a couple of days ago, we posted a video of himself playing on a Chelsea-branded pitch. in LA. Well, overnight he's posted another video basically on a absolutely non-branded football pitch.
It's on Instagram.
Right. I think it was on Instagram, yeah. Basically going, is this all right? Is everyone happy with this? Is this okay? So, I'm sure that...
And what do you read into that? Because, come on, Evertonians spend hours looking at it going, what do you mean?
I don't know, but the initial thing with them is I've got no real problem with them doing, you know, going and playing a game of football in LA or whatever, and I understand what he's doing. I just felt it was a bit like I read, you know, you should know a little bit better than to do that. It's like a red rag to a bull, isn't it? It is alienating your own fans in a way.
Slightly insensitive.
You should know in this day and age, when you've already basically said you wanted to leave the club, that it is a little bit just rubbing people's noses in a little bit. Like if someone else had posted it, it would have been all right. Like don't get me wrong, I'm not angry about it because I just don't care anymore. Footballers just do what they want and they seem very selfish individuals and that's fine. But I just thought, yeah, did you really need to do that? Did you not? And then he was like, oh, you know, basically coming out going, can't believe people are having a go about this. Well, what did you think was going to happen, really? And I just think that's where he could have handled it a little bit better. But maybe he was doing it on purpose. It's not, you know, footballers in the past have purposely wound their own fans up when they're looking for a move. Look at someone like Sturridge when he was at Liverpool, what he did to basically fuel the anger so that when they do leave, fans are like, good riddance. So I don't fall for it, but I just think it's a little bit like, you still are getting paid by the football club, so.
And 10 years ago, 10 or more years, there was no way of a footballer having that communication with the fans, is there? Now this social media thing means that it's not even something that's interpreted through a press report. Yeah. It's the actual player given his mindset.
Mm.
So him doing a video with a non-branded football pitch is a little bit like him sticking his fingers up, isn't it? Going, leave me alone.
And I suppose that's where we go back to the story about, you know, the lad who's signing. That's what almost winds fans up, or someone like Sancho, because they hear it. They hear all these stories from all these, and all they want is the club to say something. But the club would just say, well, we aren't going to say anything till it's done or whatever. Or even if it doesn't get done, we can give a denial. But there's so many different lines now of communication. You know, you could just take a picture of someone in an airport and you know, you can attach a story to it. And that's the problem now. But I suppose the football clubs have to just keep the same line and just don't say anything till it's done, and then they've done their part. And then fans get angry, they get excited because they don't ever really know the story till it's actually done or it isn't done officially.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.